OFM Art Beat. Art Beat.
In the OFM Artbeat this morning, we head on over to Kimberley. Professor Janine Allen Spies joins me. Welcome to OFM.
Thank you so much.
We are very excited because there is an exhibition on at the moment titled Eureka. And I guess just hearing that already gives away that we are talking about diamond mining. Professor, where did the works come from and what inspired this exhibition for you and your colleague?
A few years ago, we worked for a very long time on this project. We wanted to work with or start a project, Dr. Andre Rose and I. He's a public health physician and also an artist and photographer. And we wanted to work with the concept of mining, specifically in the Northern Cape, because Dr. Andre Rose comes from that area. And I also had exposure there a few years ago in Kimberley City. And we started working with the mining companies. But then one day, about in 2014-2015, we saw an artisanal miner mining next to the road, and we stopped. And that's what we decided, that we would like to explore the position of the artisanal miner, and or sometimes they are called Zama-Zama, but maybe Zama-Zama is not the right word to describe an artisanal miner or a small-scale miner.
So what type of works can the public expect in this exhibition?
The public can expect a lot of photography, and it's very interesting photography. There are photos taken with a Holger camera. A Holger camera is a small Chinese toy camera, and you develop the images with film. So the specific works are not your typical type of photographs. There are also pinhole photographs taken. It's a very sensitive exhibition. We did our uttermost best to protect the anonymousness. We tried our absolute best to protect the identity of the miners. There are also paintings that are painted that's part of the exhibition, and it also focuses on the psychosocial dimensions of this artisanal miner and on the ecology and how the environment has been affected, because from 2014 there are now many, many more artisanal miners, and they mine on the tailing dam of the mines, meaning that previously the mining companies didn't have such good machinery to extract all the diamonds. So those tailing dams are areas that has been processed by the mining companies, or the tailing dumps are on municipal grounds, and that's where the artisanal miner mines.
Eureka is currently on at the William Humphreys Art Gallery in Kimberley until the 31st of October. Joining me this morning in the OFM Artbeat is Professor Janine Allen Spies. What does it mean to you to be part of this exhibition in the year that the William Humphreys Art Gallery also celebrates 70 years of existence?
I think it's a very applicable exhibition, because in this exhibition we also focus on the history of mining in the Northern Cape, and especially in Kimberley. There's a perception that the mining companies historically extracted diamonds but left the city, you know, with holes and dilapidated buildings. So we also focus a lot on the buildings, the historic buildings of Kimberley, and on environmental dangers, like, for example, holes dug and left open where children can fall in. So I think we focus a lot on the psychosocial dimensions of Kimberley now as well.
Professor Janine Allen Spies and Dr. Andre Rose, investigating artisanal diamond mining in Kimberley in this exhibition that's currently on at the William Humphreys Art Gallery titled Eureka. Professor, thank you so much for your time today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for discussing our project. OFM Artbeat.